Hello. Hi, everybody. I think I'm probably live. Let me refresh. What's going down? What's going down, everybody? Hi. Lady QAnon Bear 3.3. I love the 3.3. It's hysterical. Beethoven was like Clint Eastwood. Mozart was like Toby. Yeah. I had a lot to say about old Mozart last night. I was laughing with my mom this morning. At this point, how I view Hollywood in the media, I wouldn't be surprised if Mozart stole from Salieri. My friend was in that movie. I'm going to ask her if she has some suspicions. All right, today is called Episode 825, Pre- and Post-Programming for the Holocaust. I got a little funny story. So I was texting with a very famous friend of mine. You can't, don't try and guess. It doesn't matter. The only reason I'm saying that is because it's a funny story about how I'm trying to piece things together. Because I'm trying to like throw out some of these ideas to people with a big audience just to plant some seeds in case they ever want to tell their people, ever want to try and free the shackles of their people. And so I texted him one of the videos I'm about to show you guys today from 2003, a Dead Zone episode that's exactly the Holocaust, what we're experiencing now. Patton Oswalt, no. No, I don't communicate with people that I allege potentially murdered their wife. I don't know that to be true. I just think it's possible. But so I'm texting with this dude. I sent him that and he writes, oh, my phone's inside. He writes, oh, wow, that's wild, exclamation point. And then I proceed to go on like a 5-paragraph explanation of reality. Where I'm like, I don't know if it's collective consciousness or, and I'm just going on and on. And then he just never wrote back. I just see like the three like dots come up like he's writing back and then he didn't write back. And so when you're ladling the gravy, I recommend, and I know this because of experience, simmer that gravy for a bit. Like have him ask questions first before you like dive into the concept of pre and post programming. So, how we've all been there. Yeah. I do that sometimes. Yeah. Cause I'm like, oh, he's interested. So anyway, this is what I believe. I think the collective consciousness, man, I'm going on and on and then just, you got to drip feed that gravy. Roman Polanski? No, it wasn't Roman Polanski, who by the way was 5'2". You know, Roman Polanski was 5'2". Something to think about. Anyway. All right, so let's talk about, is Harry Bear or Armenian Werewolf Bear here yet? Harry Bear, where are you? Too much gravy at one time may cause bloating, yes. Is Armenian Werewolf Bear here or Harry Bear? I'll wait for 30 seconds. I'm just trying to engage with Armenian Werewolf Bear or Harry Bear. Good morning, Big Bear. I don't think Harry Bear saw it yet. Okay, well, is Harry Bear here or Armenian Werewolf Bear? Calling Armenian Werewolf Bear and Harry Bear. Okay, it doesn't matter. They'll see it later. All right. Well, here we go. We have Kurt Metzger, who my mom and I were just talking about yesterday. He did that Rogan with me when they were trying to flank me. Well, turns out, breaking news, comedian Kurt Metzger, dude, this is what the Grabber does to me all the time. They put comedian in quotes to try and make it seem like I'm not a comedian. I love when it's done the other direction. I just get a kick out of it. So anyway, Harry Bear, Armenian Werewolf Bear, you may want to know that Kurt Metzger says it was a good thing the Armenian genocide happened. Comedian Kurt Metzger said it was a good thing the Armenian genocide happened. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I know some of you guys would say, but Big Bear, he's breaking political correctness. He's being ballsy. There's nothing ballsy about just unloading on the Armenians. It's ballsy to talk about another genocide, a genocide involving the people that write his checks. It doesn't take any balls whatsoever to do some fun irony or juxtaposition. I know he probably structured the joke. I have no idea what the joke is, but I can, it's good it happened because then now they, I get it. Let's see him do that with another genocide. So anyway, just calling all Armenians, and I'm just letting you guys know what's going on. Kurt Metzger said it is a good thing that the Armenian genocide happened. Just letting you guys know. Just filling you guys in that he said that. Not telling you anything else. Just Hairy Bear may want to know that. Same with Armenian Werewolf Bear. Wonder if he thinks it was a good thing your great-grandma was also raped. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to stoke emotions or anything, but I'm just, you know. All right. That dude's annoying. He kept talking over you. Yeah, he's a disaster. All right. So what else we got here? You know how the Indians would always say that the world is on the back of a turtle, and everybody always says, like, oh, they're such retards. How could the world be created on the back of the turtle? Well, does anyone want to know, like, what that means? That's why information is always so so valuable. Because, A, you could always demonize hundreds of millions of people or billions of people or say, they're wrong, I'm right. And then you start beating your genitalia in your mommy's basement. Or, you know, you can figure stuff out. So here's something really interesting. The back of the turtle is a clock. 13 moons and 28 days on all turtle shells. That, by the way, that's the calendar we should have. We currently have 12 months. It should be 13 months. This equals 364 days plus one day of rest. All indigenous people around the world knew the wisdom of the turtle and followed a 13-month calendar. After all, there are 13 moon cycles in a year and 27 to 29 days per cycle. It's almost as if I don't like this part. I don't like that. Putting it on the white man. I call them squirt boys because it's not about white or Indian. White is a construct of the grab, or it's a corporate designation. But I'm just letting you know. It's almost as if white man it's a specific type of white man subtracted 1 month in order to sever connection between the people and the sun, moon, and stars, which are themselves a giant clock. So if anybody wants to know what it actually means when someone says the earth rests on the back of a turtle, what they're trying to tell you is that is how they kept time. And as you may or may not know, the Mayan calendar is more accurate than the Gregorian or the Julian calendar. I'm not hating on my race, guys. Just letting you guys know that white men ruin everything. No, white man does not ruin everything. It's just we have been taught for the last 100 years. The last 100 years have been really bad for people. Because we're not taught anything useful. We're taught a bunch of lies, you know, and we're taught a bunch of stuff where that they make you a pit and a pendulum where it's like turtle gravy for sure. Yeah, that's all it meant. When it's like the earth is on the back of a turtle, that's what it means. 13 months. Look at this. I'll read it again. 13 moon. Oh, and speaking of sun, moon, and stars, I'm going to give a shout out to my buddy Dave Weiss, who has an app called Sun, Moon, and Stars. It's a great app. If you'd like to see just how joyous a Jew can actually be when they reject their grabby nature and put it towards good, here is just the happiest little bastard you will ever see. Here's Weiss.
Jerry wants you to video me. He wants to see it.
I am videoing.
Oh, you are videoing me.
So unlike his... Unlike some of the people that are part of his ethnic heritage, he will use the money that you buy his app for to have a great time with a unicycle. Here he comes. Here comes Weiss again.
I'll just come up behind you and you can start riding.
When he starts. Hi, Jaren. Hi, Miss. I guess, Jaren, you're talking to him right now. So I'm filming him talking to you, doing this thing.
It's a Jew on a unicycle, guys. Little known fact, unicycles have caused more death than the coronavirus in the last 3 months. So the junicycle you just witnessed. Oh, and by the way, I'm not going to call it a fact. It's implied. Because unicycle is better than rollerblades. Yes, there's been 9 Jews have died in the last month because of a unicycle accident. Is Hairy Bear here yet? Or Armenian Werewolf Bear? Explains a lot. The good alternative of it. The clown, a cosmic turtle, and Steven. Dude, that's all the turtle meant. It was a watch. It might as well have been a timepiece. One of the best spell breakers spell-breaking technologies I've seen develop by a legend would be Crow 777 calling it the Sky Clock. Astronomy? Lie. Astrology? Lie. Okay, so both of those fields have been so unbelievably corrupted that if you say, well, I really like to look at the sun and the moon and the stars, if you say it's astrology, you're lying. You're not lying, but you're speaking falsities. If you say it's astronomy, you're also speaking falsity. So if you just simply say, that's a clock in the sky, it doesn't step on people's cosmologies. It doesn't step on God. It doesn't step on anything. And by the way, it's exactly how people used to view it. That when Mercury was doing one thing or when something, like a comet would represent a new era, blah, blah, blah. Astrology is not lies, but you need to work with a real astrologer, not some Cosmo magazine. The way astrology is presented to us is lies. The way astronomy is presented to us is lies. Oh, werewolves in the house? Hey, Armenian werewolf bear. I just throwing this out there. Breaking. Comedian Kurt Metzger says it was a good thing the Armenian genocide happened. I don't know. I'm not trying to tell you how to feel or anything, but, you know, as an Armenian, he thinks it's great your great-grandma was raped and left in a desert to die by the grabber. You know, I'm not telling you how to feel. All right. 1.5 million does sound a little high. No. I think the Armenian genocide was actually one of the more accurate depictions of human horror. Let's see if Metzger wants to tackle another one. You were just talking about him? I know. This is how the world works. All right. So now I got some more stuff for you. Would you like to start talking about pre-programming? Here's one of my, a movie I always liked. I love that Vox doesn't like the movie because I totally understand why. There's a grab war tone of cynicism. But I've always liked The Princess Bride. And so here is some very interesting pre-programming. And the conversation today in the chat, I'm not saying how this works because I don't know how it works. Just being honest with you, I'm still simmering the gravy. I don't know how the relationship with art and pre-programming and consciousness works. I know there's connections. I have no idea how it works. I'm in the middle of watching Elsewhere in Love on Amazon Prime. BB, how much of this did you write? Seems like you had your hand in it. I wrote most of my own lines. Oh, how dare you? Did I get writing credit? No, of course not. I don't need writing credit. They would write really stupid shit, and then I would make it funny. And they let me do it because they knew I was funnier than the writers. It's all good. You know, we had a low budget for the movie. We had a good time. Spiritual connections. Yeah, like I wrote the song in it. I wrote all kinds of stuff. Did I get writing credit? No, because I'm not a grabber. Only grabbers get writing credit. Okay, so anyway, this is very interesting. So here we have some dialogue in The Princess Bride. So when Fezzik the giant asked him why he wears a mask, was he burned by acid? He said, no, it's just that they're terribly comfortable. I think everyone will be wearing them in the future. I'm going to make a case that you can't look away from. This is just the beginning of the presentation I'm about to do. And then, of course, the giant, because he's a giant, and giants know everything. Not everything, but a lot. He says, you be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted. Okay, now we're about to watch something. Oh, big laughs. I know. Duncan Trussell was burned by acid. Interesting. What got the big laughs? What got the big laughs? Did you see the guy wearing the KKK hood out shopping? Yeah, I just see it as a hood. I don't know. Holy moly, that's some gravy. You ain't seen nothing yet, kids. Here is a edited plot line of a show from 2003 called The Dead Zone. Here we go. You guys want some gravy? Time to ladle. And again, here, before I even say this, bear in mind all the details are exact. But before I ladle this gravy, just know I, Owen Benjamin Smith, have no idea how this works. I have some assumptions, some opinions, some views, some hypotheses, And I'd love to talk with you about it in the chat. But this is some real deal gravy. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. I tried to ladle this with one of my buddies today, and he just stopped talking to me.
All right, what's going on? Just let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
I saw a virus. I think some kind of disease.
A virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious and maybe fatal. Right now, we could all be infected. If we take this outside, we risk the whole town.
Johnny, how big is this going to get?
I don't know. We just have to do everything we can to stop this, starting right now, Walt.
He's right. All right, here's what's going to happen. We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm going to get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown. Well, until I come up.
By the way, right now I'm reading the chat. You guys have no idea what you're about to see. People are already thinking this is gravy. And other people are probably like, oh, it's just your basic pandemic plot line. Just wait. Watch.
Everybody that's inside
just
stays
the
inside.
Beginning.
I'm going to get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown. Well, until I come up with something better.
Alt. No. No, you cannot lock the school doors.
This is for your family's safety.
Will I get sick, too?
By the way, that's the worst parenting. Just watch this really horrible, dramatic parenting.
Safety.
Will I get sick, too?
Sorry for laughing. All right, continue.
Maybe we should wear masks. What difference does it make? According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure.
You have no reason to...
By the way, it's about to get even more insane. Just know that the main character's name is Amy, and the man's last name is Smith. So, of course, that's already freaky for me. Personally, but let's continue.
Scared. Let me ask you something, Amy. Animals. You've been around any animals in the backyard, even, let's say, a skunk, a raccoon? I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth with this little Q-tip. Trying to get a handle on this animal. Damn efficient airborne transmission. Blood tests and swabs aren't telling us much. We know... It acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress. Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
We better get started then. Anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China. Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from there. International flight to China? That's no coincidence. Whatever it is, it originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS, and that's fast.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
There's got to be something I can do.
And the enzyme, this virus, is when they reduce the chloroquine.
So the chloroquine. This is it. This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that. Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen, it suppresses the enzymes.
Welcome back, you damn fool.
What happened? We started everyone on chloroquine, stopped the thing dead in its tracks. Now, the CDC would have figured it out eventually, but not in time.
All right, guys, if you want to be a doubter, go ahead. If you want to be like, this is so stupid. Dude, all right, so there's a virus where they lock it down. You have to wear a mask. That's from 2003. It's from China. It's the coronavirus, and the only cure is chloroquine. And the CDC is not in time. And chloroquine, it's... Okay, so this, the topic today is... Oh, hey, buddy. What are you up to? What are you doing? You're doing a hammock? Nice, bud. Holy crap, yeah. That's from a show called The Dead Zone in 2003. You want a hammock? That sounds cool. He's doing it with his bare feet. Have fun, buddy. You good, pal? Watch out. Here comes Onyx the alpaca. Whoa. Look at that. All right, so anyway, I need that video. Well, you just got it here. I don't know what to tell you. You can find the video. But by the way, it doesn't wake anyone up. It doesn't want to be woken up. Just let it go. Just enjoy the gravy at the Bear Saloon. I mean, we can show video from 2000. By the way, this is not the interesting part of today's episode. Today's episode is called pre and post programming. The post programming is what I find the most interesting. I don't know how that happened. And the reason I don't think it's just a bunch of Masons in a lodge, getting off on it, is because I've done things that have turned out to be pre-programming and not known it. Gay Town was a series I wrote and produced and directed a bunch of the episodes for Sony Pictures in 2004, 2005. A lot of the things that I wrote and directed and, like, there was nobody else. I mean, there was people working with me and stuff, but they were people I hired. I was the point man. And you can believe me or not believe me, I don't care. There was a straight pride parade in it. There was social and cultural shit. There's stuff in it that was so unbelievably foreshadowing to the future that I don't know how it happened. So I'm not one. I don't. Some of these things, I'm sure there is. The Lodge calls it in, you know. But I don't know how this works. I don't know if art can predict, if people can be tapped into the ether. Is it collective unconscious? Is it? Do these things plant seeds? Because I know a lot of Hollywood writers, and a lot of them are just grasping. A lot of them are thieves. A lot of them will go to stand-up clubs. Like, Family Guy is stealing a bunch of my bits. I know some of the writers, too. I used to think they were my friends. And they would go to comedy clubs and just watch comics and write down funny jokes, and then you'd see it about 6 months later in a Family Guy episode. And so I can't logically place the order of events. I don't know if this is what's in people's subconscious. Because now that I'm more aware of how a virus actually works and how nothing in that show makes any sense. Oh, flus come from China. Oh, chloroquine. Oh, that's 17 years ago that thing was made. And they weren't just sitting around chubbing up. Oh, are you guys chubbed out yet? Because we get off on tricking the goyim. There's a little element of that. I think it's a lot more short term than that, but I don't know how it works. It's also why they delete online videos, removing the evidence with data proof, right? And the amount I've predicted from these streams is just unbelievable. I'm sure the real mean type truther people would probably be like, "Oh, he's a shill. He's an agent of." I clearly am not, and you don't need to believe me. You can believe me or not. I don't know how this thing works. But now we're about to get into something. Plandemic, yeah, but you can't make that call. I know about the Rockefeller plans, but what I just showed you is more crazy than Event 201 being, like, planned out and all that stuff. That was the entire script of what we're facing right now in a forgettable Hollywood series from 2003. Now, if you think that there's people that just get off on it, I'm just not with you. I'm just not. I think that there's more going on. I think that people bring these things into reality with their consciousness. I think that how people view the world is how these things get carried out. Planned by who? Exactly. By who? Hilarious. Hilarious. They wrote it into being, that's the thing. I can't make these calls because one of the big logic fallacies that I always try to watch out for is timeline. It's like, which came first? You know, and that's why the age-old which came first, the chicken or the egg, is so fascinating, because what came first is God. What came first is I am who am, you know, breathing life into existence. Consciousness precedes all material. And so Which came first, the Karoni or the Karoni? I don't know. I really don't know how this all works. Yes, they wrote, then evil copied it. Evil has no creative ability. I agree, there's elements of that for sure. This is what I want to show you guys now. This is how I think commercials are the biggest element right now of programming, because the way programming works, and this is when things get nefarious. The pre-programming, I don't know how it works. I don't know how art interacts with reality. I have no idea. And I'm just, you're here because I'm honest. I'm not going to lie to you and say I have the answers on that. I don't. I'm just ladling and simmering the gravy for your dry biscuits. But this next part I do understand a little bit more. Programming requires you to not be aware that it's programming. As soon as you understand that the news isn't factually accurate, or you understand that Hollywood has agendas to make your kids want to be homos, it doesn't work, because you're now watching it like you watch a predator around your property. The way programming works is you have to view it as benign. Programming is benign. Language will program the way you see the world. You know, like if you go to Korea or another, that's why certain areas are easier to program and harder to program when it comes to gender and stuff. You know, the trans movement isn't going to work in Brazil or in Mexico nearly as much as it does in America, because they have a gender assigned to every noun. Like el oso, the bear, is masculine. La casa, la luna, that's a feminine object. So you can't introduce 50 genders to a group of people that view everything as either being masculine or feminine. So language itself will program the way you see the world. And then you go into places like Korea or other places where you have different tenses of noun based on your societal rank, you know, and people under other people don't criticize that person. That's why this one airline kept having all these crashes, because the co-pilot wasn't capable linguistically of criticizing the pilot. Fascinating stuff. French is the same thing, exactly. That's why English countries are the easiest to program. That's why you see Australia, England, America, Canada, Ireland. Like, you see, these countries are just ravaged by the SJW gender nonsense, because English is very, very easy to program people, because we see nouns without a gender. Now, it's a lot harder to do that in Italy, Spain, France. I mean, you'll still see elements of it, but not even close. That's why America, you'll see a much more fluid economic system, because we just say Mr. You know, Mr. Gates and Mr. Smith is the same Mr. You know, in many other languages, if you were to address Bill Gates or somebody above me in society with wealth or something, they would have a different prefix. You know, they would have a different word to say before their name, and that's a very, like, mellow. English is ass backwards. Yes and no, because we also have more freedoms in our language, and we have way more words. Like, we have way more words than in Italian. You know, English has a lot of benefits. We're less societally stratified, because people are just called Mr. or Mrs. You know, in other languages, there's tons of levels of where do you rank? Like, what is your rank? And so when you're in that world, a lot of people don't dream as much. They don't imagine a world that could be. They're much more manufacturing based. That's why I bet certain elements of Mandarin and Cantonese equate better with following orders. I don't speak those languages, but I can guarantee you there is elements of that. And German is the language of engineering. The language of German is my brother-in-law is an engineer, and he is pursuing engineering full blown. He's legit. So we went over to Germany to study with some of these car engineer guys and Switzerland. And so he's meeting with these guys, and he said that those teams were just better than the American teams. And a lot of it was because of their language. The German language is much better when describing engineering situations. There is Latin is the best language for describing legalese. Like, describing a legal system in Latin is a great way to do it. And so when describing gender, you know, all the romance languages, there's a masculine and a feminine. So you can't, you know, Bruce Jenner, yes, in Chinese languages, identity is inseparable from actions. Right. And see, these are programs. So now, well, I think one of the biggest programming tools currently in the world is commercials, because you're under the false presumption that a commercial is to sell you a product, like a material product. That if you watch a Budweiser commercial, it's to get you to buy beer. No. It's completely not related. They're selling a way of life. They're selling programming. They're selling societal shifts. And the reason commercials are the most effective right now is because we're becoming more and more aware of the storylines of scripted reality shows, scripted, all this stuff. So it has to be in a place where you don't register what it's doing. So now it's time to watch what I find the most interesting, because this is being done to you. What I showed you from 2003 is just some simmering gravy. How does collective unconscious work? How does the artistic mind work? How do people's thoughts bring material reality into reality? How does God interact with our minds? How does the ether? I have no idea. These are fascinating things. But this I'm about to show you is when program, this is like, Tavistock didn't work if you knew that the Beatles were created by Tavistock, or the Rolling Stones, or the Rolling Stone versus Beatles feud was all planned. If you knew that, those songs wouldn't have changed the way you view the world. You wouldn't have wanted to do LSD when you listen to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, because you would see the hand behind it. When the principal of the school tells you to do something, you're always like, all right. But when the cool kid tells you to do something, you're like, oh, cool. Now, if the cool kid is being controlled by the principal and you do not see that connection, that's when some real damage can be done. Now, let's watch something. This is about how all of the commercials, this is called Every COVID-19 Commercial is Exactly the Same. Enjoy the gravy. Did you see the gravy real quick? Hang on. Let me start that again. Because you have to understand, musically, it's all the same. Listen. Somber piano music plays. It's all the same. Publix. I mean, you think none of these, you think that these are all competitors of each other. It's not. It's all the same. It's all the same. Somber piano. Budweiser stole the song I love!
When we first opened our doors.
Since 1926.
Since 1978.
For 60 years.
For 75 years.
For over 80 years.
In 90 years.
Over 100 years.
Nationwide has been on your side.
Restaurants have always been there for you.
Nissan has been with you through thick and thin.
We will do what we've always done.
Take care of people.
We're people.
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 Family.
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 Families.
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 Even now.
Especially now.
Especially now.
Right now.
Now more than ever.
More than ever.
Today more than ever.
Today more than ever.
In times like this.
At times like these.
During these difficult times.
In these troubled times.
Challenging times.
Trying times.
In these times of uncertainty.
During this time of great uncertainty.
During these uncertain times.
During these uncertain times.
In uncertain times.
In uncertain times.
Uncertain times.
Unprecedented times.
Unprecedented times.
Unprecedented times.
This unprecedented moment in our history.
This time of social distancing.
While things have slowed down.
As we turn more inside.
While the doors may be closed.
While the distance between us has gotten bigger.
The more we stay apart.
We still find ways to stay close. Even when we're apart.
Even if we can't stand closer than 6 feet.
We can all stay connected to work, school, and most importantly, to each other.
There's still ways to touch each other.
All without leaving the comfort and safety of your home.
Without leaving the safety of your home.
From home.
In home.
Your home.
At home.
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 That's the key.
Buick and GMC are here to help.
Con Edison is here to help.
Here to help.
Our teams are here.
We are here.
We're here.
We're here.
Here for you.
Here for you.
We're here for you.
We're here for you.
We are here for you.
We're here for you.
We are here for you.
We'll be here for you.
Runnings is here for you.
We're still here for you.
We're with you.
We're part of your community.
So you can trust us.
You can count on us.
And we'll get through this. Together.
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 Okay, so what you just witnessed is, in fact, nefarious. And what they're doing, and the spell just got broken for as many people as just watched it here. You'll never see it the same way. Because the presumption, the way magic trick works, is that the bunny's been in the hat the whole time. And you can't conceive of a hat with a trapdoor in the bottom and a mirror so you can't see it. As soon as you know the trick, you get angry. Your first instinct is, oh, that's all it was, that grabber magician. Why did I pay him all that money? There is no, tall Aryan Bear said, this is dangerous for a democracy. There is no democracy. My theory about democracy, that's the lie of democracy, I don't think they, this is my theory, I could be totally wrong, I don't think they count who you voted for, they just tally if you vote or not. It's my theory. I just showed you, okay, so think about how many times you'll see all the news broadcasts where it's the same words in every local news channel, right? So now you realize, oh, the news. Okay, commercials are identical. There is no independent competition between corporations. Doesn't exist. And you can hold on to that all you want, but it doesn't change reality. And so what you just witnessed is the new age of programming. The new age of programming is in commercials. That's why whenever you see me playing a YouTube clip and the commercial comes up first, I yell at it. It's how I treat vampires. Get out of here. You're not allowed in my home. I actively yell at the commercial. I say, no, you're a fool. I know that sounds crazy. I get it. I know things other people don't always know. People who vote look at these marks, think their opinion matters inside. You're consenting to their system. Hey, buddy. You having fun? Where you going? Sounds good, pal. I'll be down here pretty soon. I can push you on the swing. I yell at commercials too. Yeah, so this is fake news, a danger to our democracy from the news clips. There's no democracy, guys. Even if they count your votes, right now your vote is between a open, guys, look at what Biden has done. And now that Donald Trump has cucked and submitted to Bill Gates, you realize he doesn't have any power. So I'm not telling you what to do. You do what you do. I'm telling you what I have seen, because this is why I'm here every day. I'm here to ladle the gravy that I see in life. And this is going to be a tough one for people to understand. It's going to be really tough to admit to yourself, but it keeps getting easier and easier to see. It's like at this point, you're voting for the mouthpiece of Bill Gates, which is Donald Trump, or Joe Biden, who has made a hypocrite of everybody in the Democratic Party, right? So now you have, I don't have my phone on me, but Coddington Bear has been doing some awesome stuff. Actually, I might have sent myself something. BB, we get it. Project Mockingbird exists on many levels. Right. Now, people are going to get mad at this stream. They're going to go, huh, Danny, you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. I don't care what you do. I mean, I do care. But I'm telling you how this works. Hang on a second. Did I send this to myself? 1 second. Uno segundo. Uno segundo si vous plaît. I don't think I sent it to myself. But Coddington on Telegram. Coddington also on Telegram posted it. It's like, all these Democrats are like, Tara, we believe you. We believe your story about Joe Biden, but we still have to support Joe Biden because at least he's not Donald Trump. So he also said, let's see if Jordan Peterson tells Biden to step down now. Right? Full circle. And with some space, you see it for what it is. Like, look back at the 2000, man, I don't even remember. Was it 2004 election or 2000 between, I don't even remember. Okay, who's the right choice between Al Gore and George W. Bush? When you have a little distance, you can see that it's all absurd. It's like, so who's better? Al Gore rhythm? His name's Algorithm. Or George W. Bush? I mean, you now see that there is no democracy. And the people you're presented with are not, you know, now that's heavy. It's not even heavy. We never had a democracy. We are a republic. We don't have, dude, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm here to talk about programming. Okay? The same people in this chat that think that we have a competitive capitalistic marketplace. I just showed you how every single major corporation has just let out a commercial that has the same exact words, the same exact music, the same exact message. If one commercial said, just did a normal commercial without any of that, or just had different type of music, if there was a choice, you would see a difference in the commercial. There isn't. There is no choice out in that world. If there's a million choices in your life, it hurts. It hurts to accept this, but it's true. And you're going to hold on. You're going to hold on. Some of you will hold on, not all of you. Some. Democracy leads to oligarchy-driven false. You're right. The idea of democracy was completely programmed. It's total nonsense. Bot Marshall, there's no... It's like, well, you know, the free market of the thing. You're seeing giant companies that are supposedly... against each other, telling you exactly the same thing every day. What are they programming us for? Compliance. But they don't, that's all it is. It's the same thing. We are your home. It's the collective unconscious. Here's when the next layer of gravy hits. The fact people can't see it out, like some people can see it. I can see it. A lot of you guys can see it. It's because they want it. And that's why I'm not mad at the government. That's why I'm not, a call for an uprising. I don't care. Because it's not doing anything to you. Guys, I live a beautiful life. A lot of people in this chat live a beautiful life. You can be born, live, and die and not have to interact at all with a lot of these forces if you choose against it. You're going to have to get up before the sun rises and go to bed after it sets. You're going to have to be tight with your family and your neighbors. You're going to have to maintain relationships through hardship. You're going to have to choose life and each other and health and faith over fancy pants and lollipops. And if you do that, it doesn't matter. That's why I can sit here and not be a despair salesman as I'm telling you guys this. It's like, yeah, same as wearing the mask. They want it. You want to hide behind the net. Right. Dave Weiss is living in New York and he can go into any grocery store he wants without a mask because he's printed up a bunch of cards that simply say, I have a pre-existing condition and you can't ask me what that condition is legally. And he hands them to people and they just go, okay, because he's not submitting to it. And the people that go, but I guess I have to, they want to. Westside Bear is, works at a company where he was told to wear a mask. He didn't. And now a lot of other people don't. That's all it is. Where do we get these cards? I don't know. Check out his app, Sun, Moon, and Stars. But it's just, the people that want you to wear the mask don't exist. They exist. They have a divine spark. They're not, and I don't like NPCs and stuff like that. They've chosen to not exist in the real world. They've chosen to be puppeted by the collective unconscious corporate dead entity. And so just as go with the flow, like dead bodies on a river, if you simply just sway it the other way, they do not push back because they're not passionate about anything. They're just hiding. They're just going with the flow. So if someone says you have to wear the mask, just say, well, I have this car. And they go, okay, these are not the droids you're looking for. These are not the droids we're looking for. All right. You got me effed up thinking I'm going to carry a card so I cannot wear a mask. Just do your own thing, man. That's more retarded than me, retard bear. Okay, I've been kicked out of my... Guys, he lives in New York City. If you live outside of New York, I've never printed a card. No one asked me to wear a mask. I would never wear a mask. if you're living in Gotham in the goat pen, like Weiss, there's still ways around it. It's like walking the other direction and see if retards, you'll stand out for good. Yeah, but there's so many of us, guys. There's millions of us. Millions. And there's all this fear porn to make you think that if you walk the other way, something happens to you. That's true. A million cops in New York City. Yeah, and a lot of them don't want to wear the mask either. You know, you're being framed. You're being programmed. And there's levels of program with the Richie from Boston and Alex Jones type that are telling you tyranny is coming. Tyranny is coming. Tyranny is coming. They're presenting it to you like they're your buddy, like that they're trying to warn you. They're not. They're programming you into accepting tyranny. Okay? That's what their role is. I don't even think they know what they're doing. But that they keep saying over and over again, if Alex Jones wanted to, Alex Jones is out of Austin, Texas. If he wanted to, he could easily just go to North Texas and no one would bother him. He lives in the liberal hellhole of Austin. He wears a mask. When he does stuff like say he's going to eat his neighbor's ass, he's doing it for attention. Alex Jones doesn't have the balls or the masculinity or the strength to simply not wear a mask in a grocery store. Oh, yeah, Alex Jones wears a mask. Do you think he... I'm not pro-cannibalism. But do you think he's capable of killing and eating his neighbors? He's not strong enough. Not that there's strength in that. He's not strong enough to walk into a Rite Aid without a mask on. When he talks about eating his neighbor's ass, he's lying. If I wear a mask, I'm going to steal things. Hello, Armenian Werewolf Bear. Did you see what I showed earlier? This is sad. You're in a timeout. Now, I'm almost going to ban you for life, Arwin. That's a timeout. Anybody who just says this is sad ever again, guys, you got to hold me at my word now. I'm about to say something that I will stick to. If anybody ever says this is sad in my chat again, they will be banned. Not timeout, banned. I've said this many, many times. If you say this is sad, you will be banned. And you can come back. You just have to make a new screen name. Just the $3 punishment to make a new screen name should be enough to make you not act like an absolute baby, a crying, nagging little baby. Arwin, if you ever say that again, you will be banned. And you can come back. You just have to be Arwin 2.0. And when you come back, you can't do what Dimitri does and start with a new name. Don't get me wrong. I get it. Dimitri's fine. But you have to wear the scarlet letter of banning. Like what Lady QAnon Bear 3.3 does. It replaced sad with motivating. Right. Because it spreads like cancer. I've never felt more alive. Good for you, Cross Bear. So again, you can come back, but you will have to pay $3. And then you'll have to be Arwin 2.0 so everybody knows that you're growing. It can be shameful or it can be a growth situation. No despair for the bears. No, it's not. 2.0 and then 3.3 and then 6.6 and then 9.11. Dimitri is here with a new name. I'll find him. I think I've identified him. But I'm not going to bring any attention to him. I know. Listen, he sometimes ladles some gravy. He sometimes annoys the shit out of everybody. He doesn't get any special treatment. But, you know, little Dimitri just bounces around doing hilarious shit. I can't get enough of him. Yeah, I think someone has figured out who Dimitri is. Because I don't see people as their physical beauty or their wealth or their status or their titles. I see them as what they say in my chat. Do you understand how unbelievably, how much insight you get when you live like me? No, I'm not trying to brag, but I can identify when people are new screen names based on how they talk. Because people are blinded by physical beauty, age, status, title, wealth. I see you only as how you talk. And so that's why this is such a bastion of crushing. Because so many people that are either that are put on the pedestal or the pit can come here and just be, it's a training dojo for like, let's see if you're a good person or not. And so it's a good place to be. Dimitri would be retard bear, love it. I'm not going to even say who I think he is. I think he may be President Putin. All right, what else we got for you guys? Groups are damned I missed it already. Bastion of Crushing. Yes. Because the best places, the best dojos are like, listen, it's like, oh, how dare you punch me in the face? Don't you know I'm a clerk for Justice Kavanaugh? It's like, bang. How dare you? It's like, and those people love it. Those people love it here. They love getting banned. Because in life, nobody ever treats them like a normal person. And it's the same for people in the pit. It's like, you make a bunch of people laugh. It's like, how am I making people laugh? I'm like an out of work garbage man or whatever. It's like, because you're funny, motherfucker, you're funny. And that's reality. Dimitri will come back as DJ Clit Bear. Greek Orthodox Bear. Your mind's in the gutter. We got to get you. We got to clean you up. We got to clean you up a little bit. All right. Vlad Bear would be obvious. I think Trump has people here. I see him like say stuff that we say in here. Dude, we get copied all the time. All right. You guys ready for some? And that's one reason why I'm criticizing Trunk, because Trunk doesn't have my vote anymore. If someone just always has your vote, if you engage in a dysfunctional relationship, like no matter how much you cheat on me or beat me, I'll still be here. That's no good, right? No matter what Trunk does, he is submitted to Bill Gates. Trunk has not come through. And so if I was to be like, but he used to be funny on Twitter, you're in the pit. You're the woman that the guy is just squirting on all your friends, and there's nothing you do about it, so they're going to keep squirting. Not only will they keep squirting, they'll escalate the squirts. All they want is votes. They don't care who you vote for, Trump or Biden. I don't think they even count the votes, I swear to God. That's why they make it so close every time. I think they count how many total votes. How many people have bought into the reality show called the American political system? Now we have, ladies and gentlemen, we have Joe Biden, who gropes little children on camera and has been accused of raping a bunch of chicks. By the way, I know one of his accusers. I know her personally. Fact. And this is real. BB, can you do a Biff Trunk movie breakdown? Maybe. I'm not a Trunk basher, though. I'm just saying I'm not engaging with Trunk anymore. BB, I might get fired from my job tonight for insubordination for a non-compliance for not wearing a mask, so I will work for food. Sweet. If you live in America in 2020, it shouldn't be like that. If you just go door-to-door and offer people to mow their lawn, you'll be able to work fine. It's not for food. You'll be able to get paid a lot of money. My brother literally with a pickup truck just would see a tree that needs to come down. Hey, your tree needs to come down. I'll do it for $500. Okay. When people are like, I'll work for food. Dude, it's not the Dust Bowl. You're LARPing. You're playing make-believe right now. Go get if you need help, I'll help you invest in a lawnmower. They're not that expensive. And just go door-to-door with flyers and just say, $50, I'll mow your lawn. It'll take you an hour. Cash. Literally, that's it. Do you know how many people, they can't get anyone to mow their lawn? I'm fortunate to have alpacas. I don't have the time anymore with all my animals and the live streaming and my family and everything to mow all these acres of land. So I'm very grateful that I have alpacas. There's a million people that if you just go, hey, do you need any help with anything? They'll go, you know what? By golly, yes. Here's $20, kid. Why don't you run? And instead, people are like, we'll work for food. I'm like, dude, it's America 2020. It's the richest group of people that have ever collected in an area with the least amount of crime or poverty, possibly in the history of the world. Like, forget it. Like, actually, like, tribal living was probably much better. But it's so easy that people are wearing masks. The world is so easy right now that they're pretending they're in a plague. My son has 5 lawns. He's 13. He's crushing. Yeah, when I was 9, I was already, like, between collecting cans and being a paper boy, I was already starting a stock account. When a 6'6" man holding a chainsaw knocks on your door, you give him $500. That's probably half his business. And if you can't move or something, fine, do something with your mind. I'll help you sort. I'll help you, You need me to run errands. You know, dude, that's why people are like, oh, the Mexicans. Oh, the Muslims. Oh, do you mean the men that actually go door to door with flyers? The people that actually show up and work for a wage? Guys, the amount of masturbating and the amount of complaining that the Caucasian American and now the black women especially, are getting so victim-y. Trunk, you give me my money, Trunk. It's like, just work. My brother, chainsaw, truck. He bought a bunch of acres of land with some of that. The people that actually make babies. Yeah, the people that actually have families. You know, I saw a, we had this little crew of dudes that were, vets, Caucasians. Now, I'm not a racist. No, racist doesn't even mean anything. Why? How the fuck is that spell still in my mind? Why would I even try to justify that? But I vehemently am against hiring foreigners to do work that American natives, people that are born here, from here, should be doing. Okay. The only people that seem to give a shit, like, we'll hire those people, and then they stop. They're like, yeah, we quit. We don't do it anymore. It's like, are you serious? And then the only people are just these Mexicans. They're like, we will do it. It's like, yeah, no, we got OPEGs. It's like, we can be there anytime you want. It's like, we have babies to feed. And the white guys are like, you know, I'm just going to go back to masturbating in the basement. That was great. All right, how do you find a company that doesn't hire them? Well, that's why you pretty much have to do it yourself, or we have to change the culture. It's not about companies. It's about neighbors. You know, like, I'll hire Ryan's daughters, who are like 12, to like do our goats and stuff when we're out of town. You have to get around it, because companies are like, they're so, as I just showed you with that programming, they're like, they're gone, man. They're gone. You had a good bit about this in your Saranac Lake special. I don't work winters and don't drive, so you have to pick me up. Oh, yeah, yeah. The whites in Saranac Lake would be like, yeah, I don't work winters. I don't drive because of my DUIs. You got to pick me up. I don't have tools. And my lady may come by and, like, freak out, but that's cool. And I obviously can't do hunting season. And you got to pay me in cash. And I don't have insurance. And it's like, and that's the go-to guy. Meanwhile, you'll just have like 10 Mexicans like, we will do it any day, anytime. Pay us any amount of money. We need to work. And the whites are like, well, you can't do it when I'm watching, you know, my favorite show. And listen, my chick might come by and just freak out. And there's a dude I owe money to. He may burn your house down. But other than that, I'm the best there is, One-Eyed Gary. And I'm like, ugh. That's one of the reasons I've gotten so good at doing stuff myself, is because I don't want to engage in migration business. And it's almost impossible not to, because the whites are like, listen, can't drive because I need to drink on the weekends. And sometimes I got to drive when I drink, if that's okay. And, you know, I don't have my tools. You got to pick me up. And I only work Wednesdays and Saturdays, obviously not in hunting season. And, you know, I may sue you, but whatever. This is going to be a great cartoon. Right. One-Eyed Square Boy. Yeah. Mexican just means mixed. I'm a DIY Mexican. It's about, I judge people more on their accent than I do their race. If a Mexican, quote unquote Mexican, someone of that lineage is like, oh, hey man, how you doing, Big Barrel? If someone's like, hello, mean, I'm like, okay, I'm now a part of migration shit. It's not because you have browner skin or some shit. It's like, okay, we have a native population here. And if I keep paying money to this dude who's like, Amy, I'm like, okay, that guy came here illegally. I'm now probably supporting, in some weird way, I'm supporting human trafficking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if it's like a dude with like browner skin who's like, who talks like he's from the area, that's a different story. If he's like, I come here, Ming, I have, Ming, I'm like, and it's not about, it's about like, okay, I don't want to be a part of that world. Because that, then he's going to be like, hola, cousin, we got many white people give us the money. Come up here too. And they're like, oh, okay. And that's why there's migration. And that's why all these cucked neocon conservatives, or a lot of you guys, a lot of people out there, we all see them. not a lot of you guys get it, but like, they're like, we got to build a wall. Or you have to know how to cut your own fucking grass. Because every time there's a market, it's going to be filled. And the people that are like, man, I just got fired. What am I going to do? It's like, dude, if I wasn't a comedian, I'd probably make more money just going door to door with a freaking hatchet. Like, do you need me to hit anything with this? They're like, well, speak of the devil, there's a pedophile down the street that I need taken care of. It's like, the Mexicans don't snitch. Now, a lot of them are frankly, they're just better people. Like, they're having children, they're working hard, they don't wear face masks. We don't have Mexicans where I live, though. Your Mexican has a little Chinaman in him. Yeah, it's just, in my mind, it's just called foreigner. I judge a Mexican by how many tattoos are on their face. It's a good rule of thumb. BB makes me throw my head back and laugh every day. Sweet, thank you. They're very family-oriented. Right, but we also have people that should be family-oriented. And I, not to toot my own horn, but I think I have been pretty inspiring to a lot of Native American people. And I don't mean basket makers. Although it's fine if they're around too, I mean, obviously. But it's like, do your own work. Have kids. Because if you just keep passing it downstream, you're going to be like, eventually they're going to be like, you're going to be in a Native, like American Indian camp. Like, you know how you see the tribal reservations? That's going to be filled with white people. And the Mexicans and the Muslims from the Middle East who work hard are going to be like, do we give these white people money? It's like, no, just send them pornos and meth. That'll do it for them. Guys, that's what happened to the American Indians. And it doesn't have to happen to you. But you have to be able to do the work. You have to be able to not just be like, But we get a casino. Yeah, they'll give us a casino and just be like, keep drinking. It's like, but we don't have a drinking problem. That's the American Indians. It's like, oh yeah, the pornos. Just keep piping it in. Keep piping it in. They just squirt in the basement. You know, it's like, you could easily be those Indians. In like 50 years, 100 years, there could be little camps filled with Richie from Boston just going, feed me, feed me. The best part is Mexicans are too expensive in Texas now. Now the cheap labor is Cubans and Venezuelans. Interesting. Yeah, Mexicans and Chinese. Like the Chinese are like heading back. Dude, Wuhan, China is more technologically advanced and cleaner than any city in America. They're like, oh, we go home now. You guys, no, go. You know, they were rice paddy farmers 40 years ago, and now they're like way ahead of America. Oh, you hate America? No, I'm one of America's many hopes for the future. Like, I'm literally projecting a way of life that can save America. Whites are going to be the new blacks in 50 years. They already are. I mean, they're definitely teetering on the new, you know, their rate of broken family. You know, the blacks, it's like, what, 12, 15% have married parents. Whites is under half now. It's like 35 or 40. And these are the same people that are like, at least we're not black people. I'm like, dude, you're black people from the 1970s. Just wait till you start taking Trunk. You know, now they got Donald Trunk. It's like the whites are seeing Trunk. They're like, oh, Donald Trunk is going to save us with all this free money from the government. Yeah, you're going to be putting little projects. And, you're the new blacks. Not me, obviously, but you guys. I'm trying to motivate you guys. I'm not trying to spiral you. Hey, Charlie, that's a sweet shirt. You got a truck on your shirt? That's why I'm teaching my kids to be like workers, like with their hands. The future isn't about being in cubicles. The future is about, you know, I want my kids to be like construction guys or plumbers or electricians. Why is Trunk so funny? I don't know, Taller and Bear. At this pace, whites will be stealing bikes in 10 years. I think a lot faster than 10 years. But see, whites isn't a real thing. It's like certain whites, yeah, city sodomites. They're already there. They don't care about bikes, but they have their own little scams. I'm a little bit ahead on the new blacks curve. Nice, Papa J Bear. White is the new black. We're all, no, but I'm being pretty funny right now. There is no, like, I'm just saying the beast doesn't care what color your skin is. They'll hire you. They'll get you in there. Be together at home. But see, here's the thing. The blacks, I think, could overtake the whites. Corporate designations, generalized terms. I'm just watching a lot of blacks. There's not a lot of blacks where I live, but in general, a lot of them aren't wearing masks, and a lot of them know exactly what the government's up to. Because you can be pulled in by the beast for, like, generations and then grow out of that and be like, I'm not going to go down that path. Do you know how many blacks don't vote? And people are like, oh, they're so stupid. No, they saw them shoot. They saw this. They've been seeing this for a long time. You'll have to excuse my whiteness. Instead of whites, say colonizers. No. Whites are rolling dice in a corner of the Walmart parking lot. Hilarious. Orange trunk is the new black. Orange trunk, a black in a mask, I assume, was raised in a white family. Right. They don't have the same self-hatred in general. They have different self-hatred. You know, the machine can really customize. It's fascinating. All right, time to read some letters. You guys having a good time? The blacks have been onto the grabber since X. Exactly. That was the example I was going to use, is Malcolm X. Dude, and that's one reason why they don't want us comparing notes. And the Muslim has been onto the grabber since the 9th century, maybe? So that's why they don't let movie theaters, pornos, none of it. They're like, no. They're like, the women can't even drive, let alone go to a march. You know? And for a while, it seemed so ignorant. But now I totally understand. It's like this aversion. They're like, they prefer others compared to whites because they buy more stuff. They don't hate your lack of... They don't care about your race. There's no... The machine and the government doesn't... If you got a heartbeat, they'll take you. All right, the language gravy was a new one for me. Fascinating. Thank you, Field Marshal Bear. All right, let's read some letters. All right, the blacks haven't been elevated above the whites, but the whites have been... Yeah. The whites are... Meh. But not us. That's why I don't like even talking like this, because... I know what I'm saying. Some people might not, though. You're not the whites. You're not the blacks. Those are chess pieces on a giant thing for people who submit, for people who take the knee, for people who say, I'm out, control every aspect of my life, give me a mask, you know. So that's why there's no despair in what I'm saying, you know. Because that's why the designations of, like, oh, the white, but the general waves of this inside that B system of people that are like, I'm done, take me away. Now, I was talking about it last night. It's almost like a marathon, and the government is just a van with water with a little pee in it. And they're like, you need water? And they're like, no, I got my own water. It's like, all right, we're here. And then they're like, Are you going to keep running? It's like, yeah, I'm going to keep running. It's like, hey, if you get tired, you know, we got a van. And then people are like, okay, I need your water. And then as you're drinking, they're like, now you got to give us half your money. And there's a little piss in your water. It's like, why'd you do that? It's like, do you want the water or no? It's like, yeah, I do. It's like, well, drink it. It's like, okay. But did you have to pee in it? No, we didn't have to. But I mean, it's in there. I mean, you can always keep running the race. No, I'm tired. Okay. We'll sign you up for some nice programming and some high fructose corn syrup and some vaccines. And Anderson Cooper's going to tell you what's going on in the world. And time to go to sleep. Sleep. And they're like, yeah. So it's not like they force you into the van. They're like, want to get in the van? You're like, no. It's like, well, we're here. And that's why it's a necessary element, because that van shows you what happens when you stop running. And so you're like, I'm never going to stop running. Why? Does the van kill you? No, it's way worse. They give you water, but there's a little bit of piss in it. And then you have to listen to Anderson Cooper. Really? Why don't they just kill you? Because it's too easy to do that. You know, just keep running. That's literally how society works, though. It's necessary once you understand it. Yeah. Without that insanely accurate analogy, thank you, Tellarian Bear. It's just like, I'm gypsy, so I'll never stop running. Right. And that's all it is. And you can leave the van again. If you're in the van and you're like, man, this water sucks. And they're like, you can always leave the van. And you're like, you know what? I will. It's like, fine. And then you start running again. You're like, now I got to find my own water. They're like, we're still here. You want this water? It's like, No, I know not to have that water. And then if you draw a line in the sand, like no more piss water, you'll find your own water sources. And then you'll just see the van and they're like, water? And they're like, no. And if you say no enough, they just don't come back. Analogies are always on point. Thank you. Insanely, oh yeah. And that's why when people are like, they're coming. No, they're just there with the van. I mean, we'll feed you. Okay. Yeah, there's a little pee in it though. And that's all it is. Some people will find the taste of pee normal. Right, but then it just keeps escalating a little bit more and a little more. They're like, yeah, we put a little poop in there too. It's like, I thought it was just pee. No, it's a little worse now. Why? Because, you know, we only have so many vans and we're kind of running out of water. And there's a lot of people that want to be in this van, so we just put a little more piss in it. It's not going to kill you. It'll make you a little weaker, though. Well, I mean, I don't want to be weaker. You can always run. No. Just give me the pee-pee. The black friend is actually getting chased in people by cars. Right. All right. Dear Owen, I was reading more about alchemy and realized that we are in the midst of an alchemical process. Yeah, dude, I was thinking about alchemy too. I turn grain and grass into milk with the help of a goat every day. That's how alchemy is. It's like, think about how magical that is. I take grass and I put it in a mouth and then I get milk every day. All right, anyway, when you notice that, you change your relationship with the process. No longer the passive subject of the process, you can develop an active attitude, actively directing the process. Oh, yeah, buddy. When you've committed to running and not being in the van, the world just opens up. In the van, all you see is a dude with a water bottle with a little piss in it. And he's not having fun. He's drinking the piss water, too. It's just he gets a little less piss in his because he works for the van company. And then the driver of the van, a little less piss. And then when you're in the... But see, every step of the way, you have to commit even more. Like when you leave, if you hold the warehouse of all the vans, you get even less piss in your water. But if you leave, you have to down an entire bottle of piss. So it's harder for them to leave, but they get a little less piss in their water. But at no point in the pyramid is there not piss in that water. Someone's pissing in that. Fact. It's just you're now becoming the house nigger, you know what I'm saying? So you get more privileges. But with every privilege, you have to give up something else. And that's why us field niggers, look at the house niggers, we're like, house nigger. All right. Like for all of Donald Trump's alleged power, he has to submit to Bill Gates. I don't. Donald Trump has to say, listen to Bill Gates, we're going to have a vaccine. And all the Q-tards are like, this is how he's exposing them. You're not hearing the actual death count of people that panicked, suicide, addiction that's happening because of all this nonsense. Donald Trump is not exposing shit. We're exposing it. We are the Great Awakening. Donald Trump is just drinking piss. And I feel for the guy. I hope he stops drinking piss one day and says, you know, I'm not going to tell everyone to do what Bill Gates does. On a primal masculine level, real men look at that and go, Trunk, are you kidding me? Look, imagine if I fired up a live stream and said, you guys should do what Bill Gates says. Like, how would you feel about me? You'd be like, Big Bear, what the hell happened to you? And I'd be like, I'm just submitting to a guy that's more powerful than me. Trunk did that. These last few weeks, I'm not even mad at Trunk. I'm just looking at him like, holy shit, you have to submit to Gates? And Gates is like, oh, and Trunk's like, just do it. Just do what he says. I'm like, dude, Trump is just drinking piss. The field hands were healthier. Yes, dude. You never want to be in the big house. The field hands had access to fresh veggies, sunshine, intact families, and turpentine. All right. We got junk in our trunk. He doesn't affect you. You're more powerful than Trunk. All right, I'm about to blow your mind, guys. You right now are more in control than Trunk. Oh, no, how dare you? No. He can't do anything for himself. Think about that, guys. I can't tweet anymore, obviously. But you can tweet for yourself. You can just tweet. You can just say shit. You can decide where you go and who you talk to. Trunk can't. Like, Trunk can't have an opinion that goes against Bill Gates. Everybody knows Bill Gates is a little wiener. Everybody aware of anything knows Bill Gates does not have your best interest in mind. He was sued by the United States government for fraud when he was just a computer businessman. He has no education whatsoever in medicine. He's a notorious scumbag. He gets browbeaten by his man wife. He sucks. And he's going to now inject, he wants to inject heavy metals and swine parts into your body. Trunk has so little control over his wife that he's like, do that. He's a captured entity. Exactly, Dave Waterbear. Seriously, why is Trunk so hilarious? I don't ask questions. I just go with it. See, I submit to just what is. So I have no idea why Trunk is so funny to say Trunk. But it is. It gives me joy every time I say it. And he shoots pig urine into your children. Right. Guys, Bill Gates openly says he doesn't give his kids vaccines. This is all power because you get more power the more you reveal it. Like Joe Biden, in front of the entire world on C-SPAN, sexually abused little children. Like, you can watch the videos, guys. I used to like do videos about it and show people a few years ago because I thought that would wake people up. It doesn't. The people that want to wake up, they do. The people that don't, they don't. I'm not here to be like, but look, because they're like, but at least he isn't Trunk. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to live my life. So Bill Gates, in interviews, says that he does not give his children vaccines. Why would he do that? Because it gives him even more power. Do you know how, okay, there was this great scene in the movie with Denzel Washington called like something in New York, or where he was this big mafia guy, this big drug pusher. And he shoots a guy in the head right in broad daylight. And he puts a little like change in someone's cup. And no one said anything. That's the ultimate act of power. The ultimate act of power, I think it was either Caligula or Nero. He put a horse in the Senate. Because he's saying, look, you're still not going to do anything. Bill Gates says, I don't give my kids vaccines. American gangster, yeah. And you're still going to take it. That gives him even more power. Yeah, an American gangster, when he shoots a man in broad daylight. You know, Vlad Tepes, Vlad the Impaler, did something legendary. He put a golden chalice right in the center of his village. And it was unguarded. And no one ever stole it. And he did it because it showed his power. That people were so terrified of him and they loved him so much. His people loved and feared him so much that he could leave a golden chalice right in the middle of the town square and nobody touched it. And the more that would go on, the more power he received. The oligarchs putting Biden in would be like a horse. But same with Trunk. Now that the spell of Trunk is wearing off me, he's a reality show host who paints his skin orange. You know, because his power is fading fast in my world. And I'm not mad at Trunk. You know, Trunk is getting by. The fact he allowed his daughter to marry Jared Kushner, I think, is humiliating. I'm not mad at him. But it's like, in my world, his power isn't what it used to be. What if Trunk is the horse? It's a different mechanism, though. It has to be absurd. Like, Gates is so much crazier. You could still think that because he's a businessman and because he's charismatic and a lot of people know who he is, that the nature of politics, that it's okay that he had ties to Hollywood because he had ties to business. But at this point, the fact that he submitted to Bill Gates, and Bill Gates has way more power than Donald Trump, and Bill Gates openly says, I don't give my children vaccines, and people are still like, yeah. All right. Trunk got open up on the trampoline place. Yeah, does Trunk somehow link to elephant? I don't know. I don't really listen to Trunk. All right, perhaps you learn to respond in a way that a subject cannot. You become response-able. Yeah, response-able. To be responsible is response-able. BB, I live in New York. I convinced my dad to reopen his dentistry last Saturday. Not sure what these protesters are doing. We are the economy. Right, just keep going. You're above them. You have more power than they do. Protesters, if you stay strong, you get more power. I've learned that in my life. The more people protest you and the more you don't do shit, the more you establish yourself as valuable. Any dentistry that opens up during these times, in years from now, you'll be seen as more valuable by people because you're more reliable. Reliability is the economy. Like if you give someone a $20 bill, will they give you $20 worth of stuff? In a lot of banana republics, which America is now entering, you don't know. You don't know if tomorrow something's going to be shut down. I don't know if tomorrow I'll be kicked off PayPal or allowed on PayPal. That's why the economy is done. We can rebuild it, but it's from morality. When they were saying, we didn't know terms and conditions. We don't know why. You can say you want to kill all white people, but yet I couldn't make fun of David Hogg on Twitter. We all saw it, and that lowers trust, lowers reliability. And that's the only thing that's valuable in the economy. The $20 bill is nothing. It's a piece of paper. It's the reliability that you can give that to someone, they will give you goods. If you don't have that, you have no value. I've developed extreme value with people because they know I won't cock. Dude, I was thinking about this. Like, of all the criticisms people have of me, oh, he thinks the earth is flat. Oh, he did. Oh, he sometimes rambled. All I have to do, if it's a business meeting, all I have to do is just say, I don't cuck. And then everyone goes, great to meet you. Well, time to do business with you. The only thing valuable is like, oh, by the way, when the pitchforks and the torches come, I don't cuck. Hey, Ma. And then they're like, everybody else is like, well, I've done all this branding and I know how to not address the queue. I keep as many people in, blah, blah, blah. And I just go, yeah, it's great. And then they go on and on where they're like, well, I can deliver this demographic and I can do, and I just go, yeah, I don't cuck and I don't lie to my audience. And they're like, welcome aboard, Owen. And every single thing that they try to use against me. Oh, well, he was humiliated. He doesn't believe in dinosaurs. I'm like, just let me know when they're done. Are you guys done talking? I don't cuck. Welcome aboard. Because whatever they say, it doesn't matter. If they shut down comedy clubs, I'm still doing comedy. If they tell me I can't say a word, I tell those niggers to fuck off. Welcome aboard. That's what you want in your comedian. So what do you want in your market? What do you want in your dentist? What do you want in anything? It's okay when the hell comes, when the locusts come, when famine comes, I'll stay open. And it does not matter anything else. Oh, Owen's a Jew. Oh, Owen hates Jews. Oh, Owen's a homo. Owen hates homos. Owen, it's like, just let me know when you're done. I don't cuck and I don't lie to my audience. Good to meet you. I'd choose a non-cucker any day over the trunk. Oh, dude, any day. Well, I know, okay, you think about your friends. Which one would help you hide a body or pick you up at the airport? Does not matter. Yeah, but they don't have any money. They don't have any precious money. Sometimes they don't dress properly. When we go to, okay, it's like, I'll help you hide a body and I'll pick you up at the airport. I don't ask questions. Welcome aboard my friend crew. You understand? It's like, well, I want to be your friend because I have inside access to the VIP table at this club and I dress really. It's like, okay, just let me know when you're done. I'll help you hide a body and I'll pick you up at the airport and I won't ask questions. You're my new best friend. That's why I'm here every day. Your honesty is refreshing. Thank you. Yeah, and I'm funny and I'll never cuck. Everything else you will accept because I have value. That's the only value that a comedian, a live streamer, a morning radio guy, I'm basically replacing morning radio guys. You understand that I'll talk for hours and people are like, but it's a YouTuber, it's a live streamer. I'm like, bitch, I was raised in the world of morning radio. 6 a.m., you know, Bob and Tom in the morning, all this shit. You go in early, you know, I do shows till 1 in the morning, have drinks with bears. Before then, we didn't call ourselves bears, but we were always bears. Wake up at 5 in the morning, go do Bob and Tom in the morning out of Indianapolis, 6 a.m. to 9:30, do all their breaks. Okay, 4,225 people here. Right, and then by the end of this week, 50,000 people at least will have listened to this in all the decentralized platforms. Okay, so what am I? I'm morning radio. You know, some people are like, yeah, but you should make little videos so I can send them to my friend. I'm like, dude, you don't know what I am. I'm for the working man. I'm for the commuter. I'm for the people that just turn it on and listen. Morning radio. Bob and Tom in the morning. Howard Stern in the morning. But I mean, Bob and Tom, those were the days, right? I used to do that. I was trained with this stuff. Just talk. The more authentic, the funnier, the more you want to just listen while you're doing other stuff, the better. You know? This ain't no little pants, right? And that's why I can be kicked off all social media. Guys, all social media. I can have my income ravaged. And there's still over 4,000 people here every day. And then another few thousand at night. And then after it's decentralized, over 50,000 people every day listen to what I say. Why? Because I don't cuck. I don't lie. Someone tells me I can't say nigger, I write a song about it. And that's value. You're not here to agree with me on all my views. You're here to listen to a view. These other branding people, they don't have any views. They will say anything the zeitgeist tells them to get clicks. There's no value in that. There's no value in fire departments that sometimes don't come. There's no value in police that check your social credit score before trying to protect you. Right? You see it yet? That's why I've always told people I'm extremely intelligent. And you see little glimmers of it at times when it's like, well, I've extrapolated what value is. Okay, let me finish these letters. Perhaps that is the goal of all of this. Q. James True nodding. In alchemy, the subject matter is heated in a crucible. Etymology, crucible, crux, related to cross, crucifixion, crucial. Attitude is crucial. Much love and gratitude, Felcor. Dude, Felcor always crushes. All right. The best part of waking up is gravy in your cup. Right. If you want me to bring you information that I believe is true, that I have a lot of access to a lot of really good information, you want me to bring you jokes, actual jokes, not agenda-driven jokes. You want me to play you music that actually sounds good. You want me to show you how talented my audience is and not try and suppress them like Joe the Toe because I'm insecure because I'm short. Then you're here. This is why you're here. You're not here to agree with me on religion and politics and have me regurgitate all this stuff that makes you feel good. You're here to get some gravy. And when you disagree, you don't hold it against me. And I'll tell you why, because then I would have no value. If my role here was to say things that you agree with, I have no value. And that's why you're here, and that's why I know you're not going anywhere. And I'm not going anywhere, because you people, you're valuable to me. My audience here is not here to kiss my ass. They're also not here to tear me down. You're here to spend your day with me, to laugh, to ladle gravy with me, to say you appreciate something or you disagree. It's great. Guys, this is really important for me as well. It's not a one-way street. You're not here to regurgitate. I'm not here to regurgitate. This is not a one-way street. And that's why it's beautiful and it's not going anywhere. You know we'll always find a way. Think about all the stuff that we face. Think about all the things that we've been kicked off of. And every time they do it, when we survive, we get more trust. We get more security. We get more value. It has the opposite effect. As one of the Rothschilds said, when blood's in the street, buy. And I know that's very sinister the way he says it. But when you understand what that means, it's like when there's chaos, invest in yourself. See, I'm not looking at a get-rich-quick scheme. I'm not looking to buy businesses that cuck. It's crossed my mind. I don't like that world. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of profiting on other people's misery. I just don't want to do it. I see a million opportunities. I'm not going to get involved in that. But I do see the opportunity of, like, when others cuck, invest. Invest in yourself. Invest in what you say. Invest in your words. Invest in your people. Double, triple, quadruple down every time they show the weakness of censorship. And it's in the and our tree is blooming fruit. Dear Big Bear, first of all, how dare you? Please set the small gravel aside for the baby boomer ducks' retirement. I thought that was a Rockefeller quote. Doesn't matter, it's a Grabber quote. It could be a quote that someone made up in their basement. All I know is I've heard it told to me by people that are in that world of, like, banking and bullshit. You learned this from the fire, BB. Right. The fire, dude, it's like, and that's why if we just hold, we hold and grow. See, a good chunk of my last few years was just holding, was just not moving. I planted my roots, and no matter what they did, I wouldn't submit. And it was hard. It was very hard, but it was very rewarding. I'm past that now. I think a lot of us are past that. Now we're growing. Now, you know, Mountain Bear, Anchor Bear, all you guys. People are planting gardens. Greek Orthodox Bear is attempting to quit her obvious addiction. Just kidding, DJ. Just kidding, DJ Quinn. All right. It's like, okay, now that we've survived the winds, you're like, even if there's winds, what do you do now? You grow. It's like, that's how you really shame the devil. All right, looking for a wood supplier to start. Yeah, there you go. And guys, you can start any business. I'll tell you how to start any business. Don't risk anything. I'm going to give you talk about risk. No, it ain't. Don't get into debt. Don't buy a giant warehouse when you can't afford it. Don't put yourself on a limb. I get a lot of these metaphors from my brother being an arborist, a tree climber. Don't go on a limb that ain't strong, man. Slow and steady. You know, don't be like, well, it's our last money. We can go into debt, but that'll really, I got to invest in my future. You want to invest in your future? Start small. Do what my mom does. Buy pants for a dollar. You know, and start with like what Bookbindery Bear does and some of these people. Like, start small. Start just selling stuff. Like, right now, we started selling eggs to a few people. You know? Just people we know, people in the neighborhood. You know, it's not like, okay, we have all these chickens. We're just going to, because they want eggs from us. They come over and visit, and they're like, I'm like, just take the eggs. They're like, I'd feel uncomfortable. Here's $5 or something. I'm like, okay. And so now we have a few regulars for eggs. And so I don't have time in the day to expand my egg business. I typically just like to give them to people. But some people feel uncomfortable with that. So, but I see how something can start. Big Bear, how do you feel about ballistas for Ursa Manor? Is it time to invest? I don't know what ballistas means. All right. Congrats on the future. New family member. I believe everything will go well for you all. Thank you. Thanks for all of the streams. They have really changed my perspective on many things. I especially liked your 9/11 Princess Bride show. Thank you. My fiance spiraled a bit at first, but now she accepts it when I explain how gay dinosaurs faked the Holocaust on the moon. I love it. My mom just laughed at that. It's okay. Women don't need to understand all the grabbers. It's not in their nature. Exactly. That's Brannigan Bear. The female nature is not to look out. It's to look in. Like, the female nature is more to look at their family structure, what's going on in their neighborhood. The male nature is much more to look way out to see what the grabber's up to. And together, it works great. You know? But don't expect women to be men, and don't expect men to be women. You know, a woman will go on and on about what her second cousin's baby's new name is or something, and the man sometimes will gloss over. And it's like, what are you thinking about? I'm like, I'm thinking about what the grabber's up to. And the woman could be like, how dare you not care about what matters? And the man would be like, how dare you not care about what matters? But here's the beauty. They both matter. The woman's more likely to think about, like, all the ins and outs of what her second cousin's name means. The man is more about what's the Federal Reserve up to. And you don't have to make each other the other thing. Like, Amy occasionally will throw out some gravy and be interested in what the grabber's up to. But in general, she's more interested in what our children are up to. Dude, my grandma was a family encyclopedia, and my grandpa was a logos dictionary. Love it. Bad flu season predicted. Flu bug. I'll take out that after. Dry, far wood. The small sign above the money can say, honor system, $5 for what you can carry in your arms. Right. That's the future. Guys, trust and honor. Trust and honor in a neighborhood means you can put out wood and say $5, whatever you can carry. It's not a scarcity economy. It's an economy of plenty. Because there's plenty. There's plenty out there, guys. There's no scarcity. It's a trick. Thank you for this, for everything all this time. No problem. I'm always going to be here. My husband and I are the opposite in a lot of areas. He doesn't care about the nature of the earth. Great. Oh, yeah. And I'm not saying it's just male, female. Like, some men are like, listen, I got a lot on my plate. All I'm trying to do is get through my day. And some women have the time on their hands to think about what the grabber's up to. But just in general, you're going to have different things. You know what I'm saying? All right. I was like Amy 10 years ago. As the kids get older, I've always thinking about the nature of reality and how to teach them. Love it, Tiny Bear. Yeah, you're going to go in and out of that stuff. Sometimes I only care about what's right in front of me. A huge chunk of my day, I'm not thinking about what the grabber's up to. You know, Amy will start talking to me, and I'm like, I need to get this feed there. And that's all that's on my mind. And you just have to, and you have to accept that with each other. That's where trust in a relationship is so important, where you have to trust that the other one is doing the best they can to contribute to the family. And that way you don't take it personally. You're like, well, you're crushing, I'm crushing. Right now, if we didn't know that, we'd be annoying each other. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing I'm the one who's into the grabware because I stock the pantry. I see into the future. Nice. Yeah, some dudes, especially some deltas, are focused on their task. And they're doing a great job. I'm not saying it's just masculine and feminine. I jumped the gun on that one. All right. Hello, Big Bear. I've been wanting to write to you for a few weeks, but took my crushing too far and crushed my finger with my wood splitter and had to wait until I could operate a pen again. Your stream last fall, decoding the 9/11 hoax, really hit home with me. Wow, a lot of synchronicities. If anybody wants to see it, it's at bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Of course, YouTube took it down because I overcrushed. So when the pandemic started unfolding, I saw the signs of a hoax and didn't buy it for a second. Right, that's why I'm a threat. Because I don't profit off hoaxes. I teach people how to handle them and see them in the future. I'm not giving you fish. I'm teaching you how to fish. And that is threatening to certain elements of grabbers, but it's our future and it's going to be glorious. It already is. My wife, however, has succumbed to the fear. She's insisting on doing all the shopping and wears gloves, mask, sunglasses, and hat. Upon returning, she wipes everything down with alcohol wipes and immediately changes and washes the clothes she was wearing. At the beginning of March, I was a week away from being laid off, and my wife had already closed her retail business before being legally told to do so. I was frustrated and confused and searching for a way to change her view. Not an easy thing to do. Why? Because she is part dyke nigger. Or whatever the politically correct term is for people from Holland. Yeah, she's a dyke nigger. She's a wooden shoe nigger. I turned to your streams for the politically correct term for people from Holland. Did you hear that joke?
Yeah,
he's trying to be politically correct. Did he get it right? Or
I
right, it's like, oh, you mean Whoopi Goldberg? No. Different dyke. Different nigger. All right. I turned to your streams for some gravy to plead my case, but instead got something much more valuable. My obvious first step was wiping porn from my life. Doing so before the lockdown has saved my dick from a callus like the heel of my foot. My situation is complicated, so the tie down of keeping animals is not a quick process, so I decided to heed my bush and cut firewood. Out in the fresh air, working hard along with my thoughts is therapy for me. So that's what I did. Worked hard, and in my downtime, caught up on your streams. While out cutting wood, I noticed a lot of cottagers were up. My initial reaction was disgust because they are never around in March. After some thought, I realized I would do the same thing if I were in their shoes and afraid. I'd cut and split 4 quarters of pine last fall. I was going to try selling it as campfire wood at our business this summer. But I thought, why not make a stand at home in case the cottagers needed wood for heat? Picture enclosed. I live in a rural area on a dead-end gravel road. Same with me, my friend. And wasn't expecting much business. I decided on a novel sign that might get a chuckle from people passing by. Although the main goal behind my signature is to ward off any bike thieves looking to branch out. Buddy, I don't think bike thieves are going to steal wood. They don't have fireplaces. Surely even a bike thief wouldn't steal from a retard. Enclosed is the gravel for my first sale. Watching you every day has helped me so much and brings me... Yep, sorry guys. I'm just making sure things aren't blowing away. And brings me to the first part. I quickly learned to stop trying to convince my wife and focus my energy on moving forward. The most interesting thing is while I was captured in my own prison, my wife was crushing. She immediately developed a system so people can still purchase from her during the lockdown. She was also approached by a friend who runs a children's camp near the area. As of now, all camps are looking at being closed this summer, so she is creating a fun mystery by mail for the kids. Parents can sign up, and once a week, a logic puzzle will arrive by mail, providing clues to solve a mystery in the end. I'll give you a hint. It's not Q. Just kidding. I'm on board now and just spent the most rewarding weekend helping with the build and even wrote a children's story for one of the puzzles. If I didn't turn to you in March, I would most certainly be in a bad place right now, pushing my wife away while trying to pull her to my side. I'm forever grateful to you for helping me see that I is where I needed to focus. Yes. It's the most inspiring you can be is when you're crushing. It doesn't matter if you're in a bad place. Don't try and make people see the world like you do. How's that? That's a good way to look at it. If you're miserable, if you're in a bad place, if you're paranoid, don't try and evangelize that way of looking. All right. On another note, it is wonderful to see your family from time to time. My daughter is expecting her first grandchild for the first week of August. Same with us. Not grandchild, but she lives a couple of hours away, and I don't get to see her as much as I'd like. Seeing Amy every once in a while helps remind me of the changes my daughter is experiencing. I could go on for a while here. I tried to condense this down, but it's not easy. Wishing you all the best. Farwood Bear. P.S. I was crumpling up some newspaper to start a fire a week or so ago and saw an interesting cartoon from last November. Oh, maybe I should ladle that gravy now that I realize it's in it from last November. Wait a second, everybody. Well, first off, dry firewood. I now see that he was intentionally trying to be a retard. I like that. And where's the cartoon? I don't see it. I'll find it. That gravy will be ladled another day. All right. Here's another one. Another letter. A mystery with biscuits out, everyone. Yeah. Back up. Intentionally trying to be a retard. I like that. Yes, as long as no one is building a mystery. Thank you, Lady QAnon Bear. Oh, thank you. That was very generous. Nice. Oh, and Stone Ground Bear here. I just paid off my house, and I made a killing on the market per Vox's recommendation. 700% return in 3 months. It's madness. So I guess it wasn't that generous. Just kidding. My wife conceived on the grand solar minimum. The child is due on the autumn equinox. Hooray for number 3, and congrats to you as well. I wrote a limerick. Hope you enjoy. There once was a nigger named Jim who never did learn how to swim. Upon stealing a bike, he crashed over a dike, and now there is no nigger Jim. Guys, that's synchronicity right there. He just said dyke and nigger in the same thing. That's crazy. Back to back. So you have this letter who says dyke nigger. And then this one, it's in his limerick. Oh, looks like, so Arwin's having a big laugh. Looks like your timeout was good, isn't it, Arwin? If you ever say you're sad again, it'll be Arwin 2.0. I've been kicking around the idea that the old faggot bear was actually Crowder, but it is just speculation. It is strange to watch the mad world around us. Upon thinking about it, if I had the option to move to a sane world, all my conspiracy labors would be for nothing, and life would be easy and boring. All the best, Stone Ground Bear. Dude, I completely agree. Like, if someone said I could snap my fingers and make the entire world agree with me, I would not do that. I find this very fun. You know, that's why it's like, I don't get why people go down those rabbit holes of like, man, we got to change the world to be like me. Okay, Grabber, that's called Tikkun Olam or whatever, like heal the world. It's not your job to heal the world. It's your job to crush. Thank you for the gravel for my babble. Oh, wow. This is a really nice, someone painted this. That's awesome, your picture. I can feel every blade of grass behind me. This is day 2 of my fast. So this artist portrayed me if I had Down syndrome. As you can see here, Mom. That's me if I have a Down. It's a very nice picture, but, you know, I've always said, Big Bear, What would you look like if you had full-blown Down syndrome? That's how I'd look. All right. Dear Big Bear, thank you very much for the piping hot gravy. Gotta love that country fresh. You continue to be an inspiration and an awesome example to me and to many, many others of how to be a man and how to crush. This whole corona thing is super gay and everything, and it's a little lame to see a lot of my own family completely buy the whole thing, and it can have its isolating moments. But it's actually pretty cool to experience a moment in history and have quickly found that so many great things are happening behind the curtain. Completely. I mean, Stone Ground Bear made a fortune on the market. I don't know how he did that, but good for you, Stone Ground Bear. Maybe next time you can ladle the gravy ahead of time, Stone Ground Bear. Community is rising. Families are closer together. Certain things are so much more obvious about media, mind control, fascinating stuff. People are accepting and realizing the importance of health and nutrition. Faith is growing. Traffic has vanished. Productivity is higher as well as creativity. Definitely for me. Change of this nature is actually pretty exciting. Yes, you're absolutely right. Everything you listed is a fact. And people can't perceive it because change scares people. But every change you listed is good and is a fact. It really is a great revelation. I'm learning so much daily. Please keep up the awesome gravy. We must simply crush. The Bears are obviously number one. Katana Bear. Thank you, Katana Bear. I was just talking to Katana Bear in here. Thanks for showing me what I'd look like if I was a full-blown artard, Katana Bear. The pick of BB's and DS forehead seems a little too high. The Corona has more effed up than a bike thief's checkbook. Well, that got a laugh out of my mom. Oh, dude, Dave Weiss said something really funny about my mom. I said, you watch me and my mom, she's an OG truther. And he said, yeah, it's awesome, but I think she's actually scared of short people. She's not scared of short people. She just doesn't trust them. Nor should she. That's classic. Short is anybody under 6'4". We're such height supremacists at this house. Oh, there's more Katana Bear. Look at these pictures. These are beautiful. Look at this. That's awesome. I'm going to frame that. Oh, that's awesome. Look at that. See that? Yeah. Dear Big Bear, the gravy is ever flowing. Thank you for what you do, express, and stand for. The streams bring joy, insight, growth, inspiration, and a plethora of beautiful fruit that nourishes each of our lives. It's a two-way, it's a many-way street. It's almost like an infinite amount of streets. It's not just, the gravy doesn't just floweth from me at all. It's more of like a network of gravy. I'm a great 10 post. Like I'm a good maypole. I'm like a place where people go, meet at the Big Bear. And then you ladle from there. All right. I don't pretend to understand everything that's going on with the world, nor do I. But I've been a lot of signs and beautiful, what I call God signatures, what you would call winks. And I like God signatures better, actually. Wink sounds a little G-A-Y. I like God signatures. No, but winks is faster, and winking isn't necessarily gay. And it suddenly dawned on me in such a way. I had an insight as I was driving that made it click in my head about how this whole thing is a great revelation because it hadn't before. There are those of us that wear the mask and follow all the protocol and those of us that do not. And some to a various degree, which just serves as a line in the sand. It reveals to us how out of touch and how out of touch with reality some of us are. Right, but as you just heard from the Woodsman Bear out of Canada, his wife is like sanitizing and everything, but she maintained her clarity in her own way. I think that it's so hard to just pinpoint where someone's head is because I would rather be around a mask wearer who's going about being creative, trying to work around the corona, than someone who's like, why won't everybody see the mask thing? You know, it's all about, like, are you spiraling or not is the real reality, you know? The mask is a big tell, though. But I would rather be around someone wearing a mask that is just calmly figuring out how to run their business and being creative. You know, it's more about the panic. I don't know, whatever. In a very literal and easy visible way, like a giant zit on your forehead. People aren't all going to have the same reasons for following protocol. Some have better reasons than others. And those of us who don't also have our own varying reasons. Yes. But you're right, though. The mask is a very big lie in the sand. All right. The point is it shows like a few, like a newfound brightness, hidden blemishes that are now a lot more obvious. As soon as I thought that and it clicked, a brown spotted pigeon signed my field of view in such a way that really caught me off guard. I know I've been seeing birds do weird stuff too. I get it. And that's happened. It like flies and draws a certain path. I don't see everything, but I felt compelled to share that little moment I had. As I've gotten several little synchronicities and signatures like that, they make me feel warm inside, and it's like I'm healing in the right direction, heading in the right direction. I hope so. Hope you like the drawings. I'm trying to improve. Much love, Katana Bear. Yeah, these drawings are epic. All right, guys, that's going to do it today for me. If you want to support the stream or send me art or bullets or silver, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. As always, unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. I don't know anybody that are spiraling. I just know a lot of people that are in ignorant bliss because they really don't know what. Right. And we're all in ignorant bliss to the big, big plans. So that's why my recommendation that I've been learning as well is like, you also are in ignorant bliss in a way. We all are to something. You know, just because we might know a lot more than other people about how the mechanics of this thing is working, we also don't really truly understand how pre-programming works, how 9/11 really went down. There's a lot of mystery in the world. And the more leeway we give each other, I think the happier we'll be and the more healthy the world around us will be. And if you want to see how much fun Dave Weiss is having, he's riding his Junicycle. I just watched that again. This is, and his app is Earth, Stars, and Sun, Moon, and Stars. You want to see a happy Jew on a Junicycle?
Jerry wants you to video me. He wants to see.
I am videoing.
Oh, you are videoing me.
Oh, boy.
That's a happy Jew right there. He rejected the financial crimes of his predecessors. I mean, he must have gotten a lot of pressure by his family to, like, really get into financial deception. But no, he got on his Junicycle and trucked. Junicycle crushing. That guy gets it. That guy's crushing.
I guess, Jaren, you're talking to him right now. So I'm filming him talking to you, doing this thing.
Listen, if that guy can reject the pressure to commit financial crimes and Ponzi schemes and make the pornos and all the stuff his people have done for a while, anybody can. All right, my mom didn't laugh at that one. She just glared at me. She likes to make fun of short people better. Yeah, he's gleefully happy, right? Because but part of me thinks he looks extra happy because he may have just gotten away with another S&P 500 financial crime. I don't know. I'll have to analyze it with my trusted sources. All right, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35, unauthorized.tv. I may do a piano stream this evening. I don't know, but definitely again tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and blow guy. And thank you all for the wonderful letters and the gravel for my babble. Much love. Be good.